Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit and his strength this morning, turn with me, if you will, to Mark, the second chapter. Mark chapter 2, and we'll begin with the first verse. This is a very familiar story. Now, as Jesus was traveling back and forth through the country from Galilee to Capernaum and different towns, many people thronged about them, seeing the miracles that he performed, the word that he spoke. Some were for curiosity, some were there to scoff, to criticize, but most of them were there for a great need, whether it was a spiritual need or a need in their body. Who was this man? Was he a prophet? He was the great healer? Was he really the Son of God? They were there for different reasons. But they all knew there was something different about him. So we'll begin with the first verse. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. He was in that town, he was in a house, and word got around that he was there. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. They couldn't even get into the door. The house was crowded, the streets were crowded. They just wanted to hear what he had to say. We all want to hear what God's got to say. And he speaks to you and I every day. All we got to do is open up our ears and listen. He never turns his back. No matter what your problem is, no matter what your need is, he's always there for you and I. And in this particular case, we'll read in the third verse, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Which means this man had a paralysis, and four people were carrying him. They brought him to this house, and they probably thought, how in the world are we going to get him in there? But we have to do something. They had faith to believe that Christ was going to do something for this man. The fourth verse says, and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. They made a way for themselves to get in. They had faith. These four men had faith that Christ was going to heal this man. And we're going to get him in there no matter what we got to do. Dear ones, we have to have faith like this. No matter how long we have to wait, no matter what we have to go through, we have to depend on our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter how small it might be, no matter how big, no matter whether it's a spiritual need, a healing in your body, a problem in your jobs, which we've heard, he's there for you and I. He doesn't leave us nor forsake us. Keep that in mind, dear ones. He's always there for you and I. And these men believed this. Believed it so much that they broke the roof. They lowered him down through the roof in the place where Jesus was. The fifth verse says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now, he hadn't said, you're healed. He said, your sins are forgiven. And dear ones, when you're anointed, you show your faith. And when you have that oil put on your forehead, your sins are forgiven. Whatever you've committed before God, he's forgiven you. And this man was forgiven all his sins. Isn't that a beautiful thing? You don't have to go to somebody and say, hey, can you forgive me for this or you forgive me for that? God has forgiven you. Unless you have something before someone that you need to be forgiven for, then I would suggest you go to that person and ask forgiveness. But God will forgive you. Now this man, sick of the palsy, these men lowered him down through the roof. But, in the sixth verse, there's always a but. There were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their hearts. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them. Right away, they were there to ask, who's this guy think he is? Who is he to forgive sins? They figured, we're the Jews. We believe in God. He's our God. Who's this guy? We know who he is. And I think deep in their hearts, they knew who he was too. And he sensed it in his spirit. They didn't have to come out and say it. Hey, who do you think you are? No, they felt it. He felt it in his heart. He felt it in his spirit. And he says to them, in the bottom of the eighth verse, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk? But that ye know, that ye may know, that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He can forgive sins. He can heal you. And no matter who scoffs and says things about our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that he's there for each and every one of us. You have a need in your body, take it to the Lord. You have a problem at work, take it to the Lord. You have problems with people, take it to the Lord. Whatever it is, it's never too big, never too small. God knows your need, and he's ready. He's ready to heal. He's ready to save you from your sins. The 11th verse, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Wow. He just got up out of that bed and he walked. He was paralyzed. Jesus doesn't care if you're paralyzed, you can barely walk. Whatever it is in your life or whatever is in your body, God is able to deliver you. But as he told Paul, who prayed three times, my grace is sufficient for thee. We don't know why God did this to him. Why couldn't he heal him? He was going around the country. He was healing people. He was preaching the gospel. Why couldn't Christ heal him? Why couldn't our Lord heal him? We don't know why. It may have been a thing of pride. Who knows? He might have said, well, I can do this and I can do that. Now I'm healing people. They touch my garment and they're healed. I give them a hanky and they're healed. Maybe pride would have got in the way. We don't know. Maybe pride gets in the way of our lives too. If there's something in your life that gets in the way, God can't work. Our Lord can't work. Jesus is telling us today, dear ones, depend wholly upon him. And whatever the outcome, he's there for you and me. He'll never turn his back. He loves us so much. Don't ever feel like he's left you. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Never. When Christ died for us on that cross, I had an opportunity to talk to some of the folks over at the nursing home. And I asked them, when you think about the crucifixion, what are some of the things you think of? Most of them said, the pain and the agony that Jesus Christ went through. They remember the nails. They remember the spear in his side. They remember him hanging on that cross, the crown of thorns on his head. And then I asked him, why do you think he did this? Some didn't know. Some said, we know. He did it for me. Yes. He died for us, dear ones. He didn't think about the pain and agony. He would have loved to have that taken away from him when he prayed in the garden. But he also said, not my will, thine be done. Can we say that? When we go through problems, can we say, Lord, your will be done, not mine. Yes, Lord, I want to be healed of my sickness. I want to have a job. I want to get through my problems. But Lord, whatever you have for me, give me the strength to go through it. Whatever it might be. And I'm not saying he can't do it, he won't do it. It's up to him. What's best for you and me? I could say, Lord, I've been suffering with this cold for 2.5 weeks. So live with it. Lord, I got this back problem. I've prayed and I've prayed. It won't go away. God give you the grace to go through it, brother or sister. We have needs in our body. We have needs in our life. But whatever need it is, he'll give you the strength and the grace to go through it. And if it's his will, he will heal your body. But we have to reach out, like these men did. They reached out. They knew he was there. Lowered him through the roof. I mean, that couldn't have been an easy thing. I'm sure they didn't have the roofs we have today. He probably had some kind of thatch on top or something, but they pushed it aside, lowered him down. Lord, we brought him here for you to heal. Do we have that kind of faith? Do we? He says if we have the faith as a mustard seed, we can move mountains. But there's a but there. We can move mountains, yeah. I mean, you don't see the mountain moving over here or mountain moving over there. But we can. If we have the faith to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, he can move our mountains. Didn't he open up the sea? Didn't he let the Israelites pass through? Didn't he kill Pharaoh's men that tried to follow them? He did it all. They didn't have to raise a finger. And you and I don't have to worry about that either. Just have the faith to believe that whatever God has for you in your life, he will do it. Have faith. Because there once he loves you so much. He'll never leave us. Never forsake us. He's there all the time. In the name of the Lord be praised. Amen.